Welcome back to the Press Box on a cold and icy winter day in Kentucky. But as we look south, it is a little warmer and a little more exciting as far as the racing's concerned. Big weekend. Welcome back to the show. My great friend Dave Buzzy Baker and our racing preview show, Buzzy, take her away.
Gene, thanks. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. I would be remiss if I did not start out the show by saying that the Gene McLean birthday celebration continues, 29 and holding.
many holdings.
Yeah. Holding on for dear life. But I hope you have and continue to have a great birthday celebration, my friend.
Well, you know, Buzzy, it just so happens that I had the greatest present I ever received on my birthday.
Yes.
Which was the 11th.
Thursday.
I'm trying to put it all together. When yes. The Kentucky House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to support Senate Bill 120 and authorize and authenticate historical horse racing machines. And now that measure will go to the governor for his signature. And hopefully, after 10 years in operation, we have finally answered the essential questions, and these racetracks can move on, and the world can move on and do what we've been doing for the last 10 years, and that is enjoying fun, excitement, and everything that goes into horse racing.
And, of course, those proceeds very much help the purse structure, which is so critical to owners and breeders and those who race, and that's what we want to talk about today is purses. Two good ones down at the fairgrounds. First of all, these are three-year-old races with points toward the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. First of all, $300,000, the Grade II Rachel Alexandra presented by Faithing Tipton at a mile and 16th. 85 qualifying points for the Oaks, with the winner getting 50 of those points on a 50-20-10-5 scale.
Yeah, Buzzy, big race. You know, the winner of the Kentucky Oaks has proven to be the winner of the Rachel Alexandra. It's become the kind of go-to race to get a horse ready for the Kentucky Oaks. Brad Cox has a horse in here that I think will be highly considered and probably the favorite by post time, but he won the 2018 Kentucky Oaks with Monomoy Girl. And last year won the Rachel Alexandra with She Dares the Devil, who, as we all know, went on to win the Kentucky Oaks. And the Rachel Alexandra has become really the go-to prep for the Kentucky Oaks, and I don't think there's any reason to believe that this quality stellar field of three-year-old fillies will not produce at least some serious challengers on that first Friday. I guess it might be in May. I think May
right.
You know, might be the last Friday in April. This year may be May 1st as the Derby. But anyway, the day before the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks, I think the potential winner of that race could come right out of this one.
And you are correct. So May 1 is Derby Day. So the Oaks would be the day before. So how do you play it, my friend?
Well, I think you start, and in my case, finish with Travel Column. Going to be at 2-1 odds in the morning line. Going to get Florent Giroux traveling over from Oaklawn Park to ride for Brad Cox. Daughter of Frosted sold for $800,000 as a yearling. Won her maiden by 4.5 lengths at Churchill last September. She was a distant third in the Grade One Alcibiades, but she got off to a horrendous slow start. And then she was rushed up. And that is the worst scenario, I think, in racing. You get off to a bad start, the horse panics, the rider is trying to figure out what do I do? Do I try to come from behind? Do I move on up? It's the worst scenario to break slowly and then rush up. You just reuse all kinds of energy. That's what happened to Travel Column in the Alcibiades. I think that she's going to be very, very tough. The Goldenrod, she finished up the year. She was sandwiched at the start of that race. She raced last in much of that race. She couldn't get out in mid-stretch, and then she, hit a kind of her big closing kick, and she won going away in the Goldenrod to finish up the year. This filly, I think, is world-class, and I don't think we've even seen the scratch the surface on how good she's going to be. Travel column, you're not going to get much of a price, but you know what Confucius say, Buzzy?
Yeah.
Man, never go broke taking profit. I'm going to go with Travel Column. I'm going to use her over and under a few. Unfortunately, probably the biggest contender that could challenge her is out. That's Charlie's Penny. So, I think there's a couple of horses worth paying attention to, but Travel Column, I think, is the horse to beat.
All right, there you go. So also on this card now, over the next 9 weekends, 3-year-olds continue trying to pick up points to get into the Derby. This is the start, the Road to the Kentucky Derby Championship Series. It kicks off Saturday at the Fairgrounds. Field of 13 entered in the $400,000 Risen Star. It's a grade 2 presented by Lamarck Ford, which has to be Ronnie Lamarck, right?
It is. Absolutely Ronnie Lamarck. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And Ronnie is can warble a tune.
He can. And, of course, he and Louis Roussel had Risen Star, right?
They had Risen Star. And, one of the most fun times in my career of riding over at the Herald Leader and covering horse racing, I got to know Louis very, very well. And I spent the week leading up to the Derby in his tack room doing a diary of Louis and Risen Star and Ronnie Lamarck. And you know, they brought that Louisiana, New Orleans, Mardi Gras flavor right to Kentucky. And I don't think anybody ever enjoyed the Derby as much as those guys did.
No question. So what about this field?
You know, it's a deep field, Buzzy. And, you know, even if, you know, keep me in mind who won the Kentucky Jockey Club, has been training over at Oakland, but he's been entered here in this race at the Risen Star. I think you never know what the connections may do. And that horse has got to be considered, but he's been training over at Oakland. I don't know if he's necessarily, cranked for this particular race. You've got a horse trained by Steve Asmussen for the Ron Winchell and the Winchell Thoroughbreds by the name of Midnight Bourbon, who won the LeCompte Stakes. In the past, you know, the Risen Star has kind of been a race that you take the LeCompte to the top 4 or 5, and then you add a 1 or 2. I think this year the Risen Star is a much deeper, much more, it's diversified. It's a diversified field. And it's not just kind of a repeat of what we saw in the LeCompte. But that being said, I really love a horse that I think is going to run big in here, Buzzy. A horse trained by Brad Cox and by the name of Mandaloon. Mandaloon was impressive last fall at Churchill. And then he got beaten in the LeCompte, a one-length defeat. As the 4-5 favorite, I love beaten favorites coming back. But there's a big difference in this race, Buzzy. Brad Cox is going to put Florent Giroux back up, but they're adding blinkers.
Okay, so that means then you're obviously going to play him. How are you going to play the race overall?
Yeah, I'm going to use Mandaloon. I think I'm going to use him strong across the board. I think he'll be solid odds. Brad is just he's the Eclipse Award winning trainer from 2020. But he said the other day, and I quote, "I feel like the works with blinkers have shown some progression and he can take the next step forward with them and have more focus late." Now, Brad Cox, I'll tell you, is a good friend of mine, Buzzy, and he's a man of few words and doesn't reveal a lot.
Right.
And holds his cards really close to his chest. I really think he knows that this horse with the additional blinkers is going to be able to run a big one if he can get some racing luck late. I really like the fact that he's kind of coming from off the pace, be making a run. I'm going to use Mandaloon on top, and I'm going to use him with – I'm going to use Midnight Bourbon, although I don't think he'll get the golden trip he got in the LeCompte. He'll be a speed, and he'll be out there on the front end. There's a horse, Carrillo, trained by Tom Amos, 15-1, getting James Graham up. I think you got to kind of throw him in the mix. There's another horse in here that Keith DeZarmo is going to be saddling, Santa Cruiser with Adam Biskitza. Adam Biskitza doesn't get the credit or the recognition that he deserves. Really a good rider. So I'm going to use I'm going to single Mandaloon. Probably going to even keem over and under the all button. But those are the horses that I really like to use him with. I'm going to use him with Proxy. I didn't mention him, but Proxy, trained by Mike Stenham, ridden by Johnny B. I'm going to use him with Carrillo, Tom Amos, James Graham. And I'm also going to use him with Santa Cruiser.
And there you go. And you can find all of Gene's picks for the card down at down in New Orleans at the fairgrounds and whatever is going on in thoroughbred racing. The top picks, he's got them. Find information on that at Pressbox LTS and all the information you need on the grand opening that is coming up for the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. The Pressbox and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by a whole bunch of folks. And you know what, Dean? I would tell you that I picked up the wrong card. And so what I have is I have a card that I had notes written on instead of the card that has our fine sponsors in that.
We're just saying that this is brought to you by
No. I'm going to correct that right now because I'm able to do these sort of things on the fly. The Press Box in our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. I believe I could use blinkers as well. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon. And we're going to celebrate with a sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla. Let's go. Have a great weekend, pal. Love you.
See you, brother.
All right, bye.
Bye.